A good Erev Shabbos. Now, we see a very strong emphasis placed on achila, eating, in Yiddishkeit. This week's parsha describes in great detail all the kosher and non-kosher animals, birds, creepy crawlies, and aquatic creatures. The Torah warns over and over not to be metame ourselves with abominable foods. In a few short weeks is Pesach, which more than any other yontif focuses on achila, what to eat, how to eat it, matzah, maror, karpas, chareses, and most importantly, karban Pesach, which was the first mitzvah the Klal Yisrael performed as a nation. More about eating, going back to the beginning of creation, the first thing Hashem told Adam Rishon was to eat. The pasuk says, Mikol etz hagan achal taichal. Why was that the first thing he was told? Not to bring it back to Pesach, Reb Tzadok HaKohen explains that the reason achila was the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was given is because it was a tikkun for the original sin of Adam Rishon, who ate from the Eitz Hadas. So what exactly is all this emphasis on achila in Yiddishkeit, especially during Pesach? So in order to understand this, we have to understand what achila is. And my Rebbe explains as follows. When a person eats and digests food, the food becomes absorbed and internalized into the body. The nutrients from the food divide themselves and nourish different parts of the body according to the body's need. Therefore, and here's an important line, the secret of eating is that it represents the idea of something being taken in, internalized, and becoming completely a part of the person eating it. Now, that's the reason why the first mitzvah that Adam Rishon was commanded was achal teichal, because Hashem was telling him that every mitzvah and level and hasaka that was given to him was for the purpose of becoming a part of himself, the same way that the food eaten becomes completely part of a person. That teaches us a tremendous lesson that every part of a person's avodas Hashem can't simply be quote-unquote performed, but it has to be digested and become completely part of his whole essence. Torah is to be learned like this as well. We need to let it absorb into our very being. The pasuk says, v'tayrascha b'soich me'ai, your Torah is inside my stomach, like food is in a stomach. Chazal say the Torah is only given to the oichle haman, to the people that eat the man. And that's understandable now. The man was completely absorbed into the body. There was no waste with the man. Torah needs to be learned in such a way that it becomes absorbed into a person, part of their very being. Now, as we became a nation during Yetzias Mitzrayim and were commanded to eat the Karban Pesach, we were being reminded of the first thing that Adam Rishon was told. The physical act of eating not only sustains us physically, but when done in the proper way, nourishes us spiritually as well. And that's why we need to be so careful with what we eat and how we eat it, which is the emphasis of this week's parsha. We should be zecher to bring about a full tikkun through our achila and rejoice together eating the Karban Pesach this year in Yerushalayim with Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meher v'yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.